Hello, good evening. This is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate, sir?
What's regarding?
Environmental issues in Minnesota.
And what firm are you with?
I'm with Opinion Research. It's a private company.
Who are you conducting this research on behalf of?
For the environmental programs and organizations in Minnesota?
Sure.
Thank you. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral social issues, environment, crime, drugs?
Can I answer multiple?
No, you can only pick one. I'm sorry.
Crime.
Crime. Okay, thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Lack of oil.
Lack of oil. Okay.
Or let me rephrase. Giving our enemies billions of dollars a year to basically drill for oil, yet we can't do it in our own country.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, what about when it comes to Minnesota? What is the most pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Democrats.
Okay. Thank you. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, and poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Medical manufacturing, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
How about, I have no opinion. I don't know anything about the medical industry.
Okay. What about when it comes to mining? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. What about when it comes to forest products?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. What about electric utilities?
Terrible.
Poor. Okay. Thank you. What about when it comes to refining?
What about it?
Okay. What about when it comes to agriculture and farming?
No, like what about refining? Like, are you talking oil refining? Are you talking natural gas, diesel, jet fuel?
Yeah, oil. Oil refining, diesel, everything that has to do with refining.
Well, we only have one plant in the state, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Terrible. Poor.
Poor, okay. What about when it comes to agriculture and farming?
But what is the question? How good are we doing?
Yeah, how good they.
But, I mean, but on what level? On
environmental performance.
And
environmental performance.
Fair.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Forest and timber industries, do you think they're doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job at managing forests or natural resources
good.
In Minnesota?
No, poor.
Poor, okay. What about environmental groups?
Such as Minnewawa Watershed?
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Poor, okay. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair,
okay.
Actually good. They're getting
good.
Better.
Okay, thank you. What about county land departments? Are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, all I know is Hennepin County, so it's poor.
Poor. Okay, thank you. What about the U.S. Forest Service? Are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Thank you so much. How important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important?
Very important.
Okay, thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not
very
too significant?
Very.
Okay, thank you so much. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I thought it was 3-1. Is what I thought the rule was.
Okay. So you think it's
is that true
more
or
than
no?
harvested?
More than harvested, is my understanding.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was back in the 70s?
Fewer.
Fewer. Okay, thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I guess I don't know the answer to that question. I would say that I don't know. That one I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, no problem. Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it has a positive impact, no impact, or it has a negative impact?
No impact.
Thank you so much.
If they're planting what they say they plant, we plant back. But
Yeah, I understand. Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
That I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not parks or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
So by burning wood to generate electricity?
Yes.
No.
Do you feel it's okay to do that? No. Okay.
No.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Well, No.
Have you seen, heard, read any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Well, I mean, is Ducks Unlimited, is Pheasants Forever, are those environmental groups?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, if you had somebody from, what do you call it, like Greenpeace, they'd be like, absolutely not. If somebody, you know what I mean? Like, if I was sitting in a bar having a conversation with somebody from Greenpeace, I said, yeah, I'm an environmentalist. They'd be like, you're killing animals. That's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Do you fill that one in for me.
Okay. I got you. I already got you. Thank you so much. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Well, if Pheasants Forever and is an environmental cause, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of these economic activity, The state of Minnesota, yeah. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or do you believe it is a major? Okay. Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding training. I'm sorry?
I said, welcome to the club. Yeah, trust me, we own a small business.
Thank you.
It's not just the forest industry.
I know. It's very chaotic nowadays. But now, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose?
As long as you're taking it away from the teachers union, yes.
Okay.
And write that down, please.
Okay, thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest and forest industries? Will you support or oppose?
Well, why doesn't... If it's a $16 billion industry, and I don't know how much you know about this, or you're just assigned to ask questions, but if it's a $16 billion industry, can't the logging and building industry on their own pay for training facilities to do this? Why do you need government to do it?
Yeah, I honestly have no idea, And to be quite honest with you, I have to be neutral when it comes to the...
No, I get it. So, I'm going to say no. Let the private sector do it. If it's a $16 billion industry in the state alone, let the private sector do it. Why do you want...
Okay.
And if you're a logger or anything else, why do you want the government more involved in your business?
I guess it's part of... Okay, you oppose. Okay, thank you.
This is the most interesting conversation you've ever had with any of your callers, by the way. So, anyways, go on.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that component?
I mean, as I just said, if it's a $16 billion industry and all these players in the space want more workers, why can't – and as far as I know, lumber people are anti-government – or, you know, they want smaller government. And they don't want the government screwing with their stuff. I'm going to say no to every other the next question.
I don't know. I guess they just want to know your opinion, I guess, you know.
No, I understand. I mean, but it's like, this is a very complex topic, and they're just, yes, it's like, there's a lot that goes into each one of these. I have to say, what do I support the state? No, let the private industry do it. If they want to ask for grants from the state, great. But that's for what they need, when they need it, how they need it. So I'm just going to say no to all the questions you're about to ask about that topic. No.
You oppose? Okay.
let private citizens figure it out. Let private companies figure it out.
Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school?
In the household?
College? Yeah, you and your household.
No, I mean, my wife is way smarter than I am. She has a master's degree. I just have a bachelor's.
No, but,
so
but this question is specifically for you. It's specifically
for me?
For you.
Bachelor's.
Yeah. Do you have a high bachelor's? Okay, thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, rural?
Small town.
Small town, thank you. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 plus?
100 plus.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative, thank you. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner,
business owner.
Management or business owner, okay. Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
I'm sorry. I apologize, but it's just part of the survey.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, you know how it is. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and have a blessed evening. Thank you.
Yeah, so I got a question for you, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you just have a random call list? Because I've got 15 people I'd love for you to reach out to and have the same survey.
You have 16 people? What? I'm sorry, I lost you.
Yeah, so my entire wife's side of the family works in woodworking.
Okay.
You want their numbers?
No. No, I don't want their numbers. If anything, we're going to contact them. Other agents probably will call them. But I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. Be good.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.